you know, right to the Mishnah. Okay. So we're going to set this brachos. We are in the fifth parak. Lamed. What is it? Lamed Gimel. Lamed Beis by the Mishnah. Okay. Ha'imer. Ha'imer, a person says, Al Kansipur Yagiyu Rachamecho. So when it comes to the Kansipur, which, as we know, is the mitzvah of setting away the bird, right? So a person says that this is how much rachmanis and compassion the Kodesh Baruch Hu has. It sounds like a very nice thing to say, but we're going to say that may not be the proper thing to say. We'll explain why in the Mishnah, in the Gemara in a second. The Al Toiv Yizkor Shemecha. And when it comes to all the good things that happen to me, then I will acknowledge Hashem. Modim modim, or a person who repeats words, and that we're not going to get into this week, but next week. Then Mishaskino, so then we say shtika, we silence that person. So what does it mean a person says this? You can't, I just said it, so I'm in trouble, so you should have silenced me. So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, Ha'oimer is betfilasai. It doesn't mean stam for a person to say these things, but it means to incorporate as part of your formal Shmon Esrei. That's not something which we're supposed to do. We're going to see in the Gemara other things that were instituted specifically in the Shmon Esrei, and that we are not allowed to add on to it. Okay. So that's what Rashi says. Let's continue in Rashi. Al Kansipri Yehirachamecha. Anoshim Shehoyu Marim Atzman. Those people that look within themselves. Chavonim Lahamik. The Lushan Kachanunim, they want to be able to have even a greater level of Kavana and have the depth of their heartfelt tefillah, that with they should say it Lushan Tachanunim with supplication. So they want to throw that sentence into the field. Right. Shemart L'Shalech HaSa'ayin, that we send away the mother. All the good things that you, Hashem, do for me, Yisker Shemecha, for that we will acknowledge you. So the person who repeats words or sentences will see exactly what is allowed, what's not allowed. We silence them as though they're doing something very, very wrong. Obviously, the question of repeating words in davening is something which is discussed in Halacha, which again, we're not going to get into until next week. But let's at least now see the Gemara. Now, Bishlam Amoidim Modim Shaskinos, so the Gemara says, I understand the last of the three statements of repeating words. What's the point of repeating words? It's Mishnom Demifsa Kishtirishuyos. By doing that, it looks as though, Chas V'Shalom, you're praying to two deities, to two gods. Why would you say the same sentence twice? Must be I'm saying Modim to God A, and then Chas V'Shalom, the appearance is to God B. And therefore, you don't repeat words, you don't repeat things. The Al Toiv Yazkir Shemecha, Nami Mashma Al Toiv Aval Al Ra. The fact that you say the sentence is not good, because you're saying that the only time I acknowledge Hashem is on the good. Right, but Val Al Ra, not on the bad. But Tanan, and we learn later on in the Mishnah, Chai Vodam Lavarach Al Hara, Kishem Shemavarach Al Toiv. That just as you make a bracha on the good, you make a bracha on the bad. There's no difference. Right. So the shaila that the Mefarshim ask is, what do you mean kishem? It's not the same bracha. You make tolmeitiv, whatever. You don't say the same bracha. But kishem means that the same enthusiasm, the same kavana and feeling that a person has, which is so easy to say when something good happens to you, that is the way a person is supposed to also have that same attitude, that emun and bitachon, also when they say the bracha al hara. And of course, on a deeper level, we don't necessarily know what is tov, what is bad. So it's only the bracha we say because it's in our perception of what view as good and bad. But the reality is, even something which is perceived as bad could ultimately be a very good thing. And there are numerous stories everyone has where something on the surface looks terrible and turns out to be a very wonderful blessing. But only in hindsight you can see it, not when you're in front of it. So that makes sense as well. El the other one, which is kind of a little challenging, is Al Kansipur Yigirachamecha. My time, why is that such a terrible thing to say? After all, Rachmanas, Hashem shows compassion, even shows compassion to little birds, then He's going to have compassion to us. So it seems to be a very nice thing to add into our tefillah. My time, so what's the reason why we silence such an individual? So in this way, the Machlokas. Pligi ba trei amaroi ba marabu. There's two amaroim that disagree, or they have different opinions about this in the West, namely in Eretz Israel. Who are these two people? Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, Rabbi Yossi bar Zvi. Chad Omer, one says the reason why you should not say this in the Shemoneh Esrei is min nishmatul kin b'masa bereishis. Literally, you're causing jealousy in the creation of the world. What does that mean? So, look at Rashi. Rashi says nishmatul kina loimer al elochas vo al shar briyos. It sounds like, why does Hashem say send away the mother bird, right, before you take the eggs? So there's other animals. We don't have that mitzvah when it comes to other animals. So why, when it comes to this one and not the other one? Not that you know, by you saying it, the lion is going to hear it and get jealous.
Well, forget
but
that even says it. You want to say that, go back. So why do we in the Torah? It's a shul hakan. Why can't say, why doesn't the Torah talk about anything else?
Right.
The Torah doctrine talks about this thing.
But a bird is the way it hatches with an egg is entirely different than any other animal.
Right. We're going to see in a second that we're going to see that that's true. The sensitivity also of a mother bird, however we understand this, is heightened. So we'll see that in a second. Anyway, that's answer number one. The Chan Omer Mineshiosa Midosav Shokadosh Baruch Hu Rachmim Beinan El Gzeros. This is something which is an important concept, that a person could think the reason why there are all these different mitzvos is because Hashem is telling us these are all good and healthy things to do, right? We keep kosher because it's healthy, we do all these things, and we rationalize the reasoning behind why Hashem gives us specific mitzvos. The problem or the danger of doing that is that when you don't have that rationalization anymore, then you stop doing the mitzvah. But the reality is that when it comes to mitzvos, it's gzeros. Hashem told us to do it, and we do it, period, without any more forethought. Whatever Hashem tells us to do, we adhere to the mitzvos. And therefore, if we say, the reason why we have this mitzvah is because of rachamim, so then you're going to end up thinking, well, there's other mitzvos, which we can imagine, like a molech or whatever. Well, there's no rachamim there. No, I can't do that. So then you're going to all of a sudden start picking and choosing the mitzvos which you think are correct, or misinterpreting the reasoning behind the mitzvos, and not doing them as one should. So if we look at Rashi, Rashi says, midoisav mitzvosav. When it refers to the mitzvos of Hashem, v'hu ol rachamim also. The reason why Hashem gave us these mitzvos is not solely for the reason of showing compassion. El hatil al Yisrael chukei gezerosav. The purpose is that we have specific obligations and things that we must do. L'haydiya lahem avada v'shemir mitzvosav v'gezeros chukosav. Ap b'divrei Abdivarim Shesh Lasatan Lakum Lahoshiv Lehem, Loimer Matsarch Mitzvazu. When it comes even like a chok, like Parduma, whatever, there are certain mitzvahs that we don't understand. So if we start rationalizing certain mitzvahs, then we're going to feel the obligation to rationalize all of them. And what ends up happening is that when it comes to mitzvahs that we cannot understand, we say, oh, that doesn't make sense, we have to do it. And therefore, better that we should not say that this is the reason for the mitzvah of Kansip, or even though it may have in it that element, but the ultimate reason why we do mitzvahs is because Hashem told us to do them. Let's continue the Gemara. Hahuda Nalkas Kameh D'Rabba. So it was a person that descended, which is when they went down, they davened at a lower level, and they davened in front of Rabba. The Omer, he said a beautiful heartfelt feeling. Shmoneh Esrei, he said, so he actually, in his Shmoneh Esrei, said the very thing that you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to say to Hashem, you have the compassion even on little birds. So Omer Rabba, who was observing and listening to this tefillah, said, Kama yada hai sumer rabbanon l'rutzei l'amare. He said it in front of Abaye. He said, wow, this sumer rabbanon, this young Talmud Chacham, has such a great ability to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to daven to Hashem. What a beautiful, beautiful Shemoneh Esrei. Sermoi Abaye, Abaye was shocked that Rav would say such a thing, because after all, the Shaskanos Sotanan, it says you're supposed to silence the person. You're not supposed to praise the person. So Abaye was shocked that Rav made such a statement in his presence. So how could Rav, he forgot a Mishnah? No. Rav would not have forgotten a Mishnah. The reason why Rav said it, for Rav nam l'chdudi l'Abaye hu the boy.
He was testing him to see if he knew what
Allah was. He was testing, he was trying to sharpen him. So therefore he said it in a way, instead of saying directly, oh, this is incorrect, he wanted to empower Abaye to try to understand what's correct and what's not correct. So instead of him just shouting out, this is right, this is wrong, sometimes the greater thing to do is to take a step back and allow someone else to be able to take that initiative by having that knowledge. So that's what was done. Okay. Hahu denachas kimei de Rav Chanina. So there was someone again who was davening, this time it was in front of Rav Chanina. Oimer, and he said, as we say the tefillah. Hakel, Hagadol, Vahanoira, Gibor Vahanoira. So he said those three attributes of Hashem, being great, powerful, awesome. But then he didn't stop. He just kept on going. Vahadir, Vahozuz, always powerful, Vahiroi, that was fear, the Chazak Le'amit, someone who was God, who was strong, over, ever so powerful. Vahadai, that which Hashem is certain, is absolute. Vahnechbad, honorable. So he's continued saying all these wonderful things about Hashem. Himtanulad, let's see. He waited until he finally finished this lengthy Shmon Esrei. You see him when he finished. Amalei, he Rav Chanina, turned to this man and said, "Siamtinhu l'kuli shilcha demarach? Do you really think you finished? Do you finally think you're done? Lomuli kuli hai? Why were you saying all these extra prayers, all these praises? After all, anan for ourselves, hani tlas these three." Namely, as we said, Gadol Gibor Vanoira, those three very, very powerful words, the Amrinan that we instituted in our Shemon Esrei, Ilam Damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa. If it wasn't for the fact that Moshe said these three words in the Araisa in the Torah, and Rashi quotes the Pasuk of Hakel HaGadol Gibor Vanoira Asher Yisa Panim L'Ikach Shaychad, which is in Sefer Devarim. So Moshe said those words, and the men of the great assembly, which some people would say it's referring to the Shemoneh Esrei itself, Rashi said it's referring to the days of Ezra, the Tignuhu B'Tfilah was instituted in our Shemoneh Esrei, Loi Havini Nichon Al-Memrohu. We wouldn't be allowed to say even those three. The only justification is because we have the precedent of Moshe Rabbeinu having said it, Ezra having said it, Asher Kinesis Gedolah having instituted it. Otherwise, we couldn't say those three, Gadol Gibor Vanoira. Only reason we're allowed to. Yad Amar Kuli Ha'ai, and you're saying all this, the also is continuing. Mashal Melech Bosav Adam, he says, it's a parable to a king, flesh of Lotcha Hayulo, Elf Alofim Dinari Zohav, man who was filled with so much gold, thousands upon thousands of golden coins. Vayim Akalsal Asali Bishel Kesef, and you praise him with silver, Boganaihu, I was in the disgrace. So the Marshach brings down, the Ritva explains that it doesn't say in the Mashal that you the person has thousands of pieces of gold, and you say that he has hundreds of pieces of gold, which would mean that you just underestimated the amount of gold, which is what you would think it is.
You took it down a peg, you made the silver instead of gold.
Which means, and therefore the Ritva explains, that if you would praise Hashem, you can't even begin, right? You can't even begin to understand what Hashem is. So to be able to start saying something, then you have to complete it. So we have no ability to do that. It's beyond our comprehension, the greatness of Hashem. And therefore, for that reason, we are only able to say those three special words, Gadol Gibor Vanoira, and that's it, nothing else. Now let's spend a few moments together looking at the couple of portion, couple pages, only that which is underlined. So, referring first of all to the Tansipor, if you look on the first page, on the bottom left, quoting the words of the Grub, the Vilna Gaon discusses the inyan of the bird. He says as follows: Kosav Davar Nifli explains something which is quite powerful. The Imul Mishalech Hasaim Mikodem. I don't know how he knows this. This is what he says: if you would not send away the mother bird first, Hayitzo Ekes it would end up crying, umafila atzmoliyam, and it would actually
drown
itself. It actually would not be able to physically survive without the unbearing pain. Is too unbearable. Vze inyan achzarius. So the Gross says that by doing that is cruelty. So even though you can say it's a bird, the problem is that if you are engaged in activities which are cruel, you will end up becoming a cruel person. We are creatures of habit. So if we end up doing things which are cruel, therefore, according to the Gra, that's the reason why he says why it's done. Shatam mitzvah shiloh hakan kidei limud l'bnei Yisrael l'srachek mimidas achzarus. That we should try to distance ourselves as much as possible from a cruel act. And therefore, obviously, what's derived from that is if you have to be sensitive to the feelings of a bird, Allah has come with calmly, you have to be sensitive to the
individual
people. Right, so that's clearly the message of Shulchan Khan. It's brought down over, furthermore, in the Gra, on the second page, a very interesting vort, even though it's also by mezuzah, is also an Indian of Aricha Shomim, but very clearly in the Psukim, it mentions two mitzvos, as he says as follows. Be'uri ha-gro kan, be'vrochos kosel v'va'ir dibri ha-gemor kan. He says, Tehini b'chol Torah, l'nemar aricha shamim, we don't find that a person will be granted the length of days, kim b'shtei mitzvos halol, except for two mitzvos. Kibud av, showing respect to our elders, or more specifically to one's parents, v'shiloch ha-kan, and sending away this mother bird. So what's the inyan, why those two? It's a very beautiful gro. It says, "Lefi she'en hashleimus nikur ba'adam el kisheish l'shtei midos hafuchos." The only way you know that a person is truly an eved Hashem, a proper servant to Hashem, is if you have two opposite attitudes and you do both. You do two things which show opposite, polar opposite personalities. Kigon midos rachmanos va'achzaris, compassion and cruelty. What does that mean? Lafi, kishadam noyheg b'mida achas. If you only do one, in hechach shu tzaddik, it's not so clear that you're a great tzaddik. Elish is etivo. This is your nature. Maybe you're not even doing don't even realize you're doing a mitzvah. You just happen to be a good-hearted person. But you're not doing l'shem mitzvah. Lo kein kasher mishtamish la'avodas Hashem b'shtei midos hafuchos. But when you have to do two mitzvos in which are opposites, then it's clear that you're doing it because Hashem's telling you to do the mitzvah. You're going, Rachmanus v'achzarius, v'oz muchach shu tzadik. So if you can do both, then it shows that you're a tzadik, which means you adhere to the Torah. And therefore, before we continue the next two paragraphs, that's what the Gemara is saying, that the purpose of all the mitzvahs are gzeros. Because Hashem will give us all these different types of mitzvahs, which gives us a way to be able to tap into different elements of our emotions and personality, in order to be able to show that we're truly an Eved Hashem. We're not doing it because we feel it's the right thing to do, but Hashem's telling me to do it. Even if it's not something which I completely understand, I'm still going to do it. L'kach nosa l'shem yisbarach yisrael mitzvah shel rachmanus k'kibud av'im. Therefore, we have the mitzvah of honoring one's parents, one's elders, which shows your rachman. You show you're a caring
so
person.
Why if you're going to show rachman,
right. I think the idea is that you, by doing both of them, that's how you end up having Richa Shama. Because you're adhering to Hashem's Torah, which is Kihim Chayenu. That's the what the Torah represents.
By observe,
right.
You know,
but specifically only by
I'm
these
saying,
two.
I'm saying, if you're saying the reason is to show B'tachon,
right.
If B'tachon is
without
reward.
Right. So, it's true. But then, if it would not mention Arif HaShomim, then we would not be able to link these two mitzvahs together. So, perhaps you're right. When it comes to all mitzvahs, there's really Arif HaShomim. So the fact that it mentions these two is just to link the two. That's how the Gro explains it. L'kach nosan Hashem nisbarach, Yisrael mitzvah, second paragraph, Shel Rachmanus, Kibud av'im, She Rachmanus G'doyel, it's a tremendous Rachmanus compassion that we show, our family. With the, yeah. So the reason why Kibud Avim naturally shows Rachamim is Lefi Shekishaboyim. Sheboyim li zikna, when a person is older, and let's say they have no place to go, let's say there's no pension and there's whatever, and they need a place to stay, dimhu shirachim lehem, you should have rachmanis on them. So that's how he explains one element, one of numerous elements of kibud avim, is to care for someone, care for a family member or a parent when they no longer have the means to take care of themselves. Right. So that's an ultimate level of rachna. So kiyas kibud avim. V'shuv nosn lehem mitzvos shesrichos hasanig behem ksas b'chzaris. Hashem also gives us, at the same time, a mitzvah in which has an element of cruelty. Da'inu mitzvah shel chakah. Shenoit l'habonim shleich ha'em. To take the eggs. The Yisrael Yerushalmi, as we just quoted before, Shekasher Mishalcha Aim, that when you send away the mother, L'pa'amim, sometimes, even when you send away the mother bird gets it, Ha'ilechas Him Machmasar, the Tobas B'mayim, that sometimes, because of the pain, it drowns itself in the sea. Imkein Hu B'vadach Zaris G'doyla, that's tremendous cruelty. So, obviously, the way to minimize that from happening is you send it away. And
yeah, but how do you know the bird's not going to come back? You fly here.
Probably will come back.
But have nothing there.
But maybe the bird thinks...
It's going to be an interesting comparison. On one side, you're saying, take care of parents. Right?
Right.
So the child has to be with the mother and father. The opposite is, you're taking a mother and sending a mother away, that the child...
should be away from the mother.
Never even observe it.
So you see, they are literally opposites. Totally. They're really total opposites. Very good point. Didn't bring that down. That's very true. And therefore...
yeah, but I don't know if it's in the animal kingdom's nature for animals to take care of their parents from the parents.
Well, don't we see that with a deer? Look how parents with a deer, you'll see deers, they're always like with the mother. You'll see a trail of deers and the children keep following the mother and father.
Yeah, but up to a point.
This is the idea of how the mitzvos are gezeros. It's not this, I'm a good person by nature. Or I'm cruel by nature, so I'm going to do the mitzvah Shilchat Khan. But I also have to do the mitzvah Kibud Avim. So the Torah, Hashem gives us mitzvos that force us to be able to tap into all our emotions.
How many people do you know have been able to fulfill the mitzvah Shilchat Khan?
You're right.
You can't do it, you know.
It's
very easy. I don't know. Yeah. There's advertisements. Yeah. You want to observe Shluch HaKan. You go with this fellow, you go on a ladder, and they have a place, and you know, I'm serious with you. It's in all the papers.
Really?
And Flatbush is a place they go to.
There you go. So, anyway, so let's conclude this little paragraph up here. Lefichach, therefore, Ksiv B'Shtei Mitzvos Eil Rech Hashem. That's why there's this link between these two mitzvos. Lefichach B'Shtei Hamidos Halalu Nishlam Ha'adam B'Tachlas HaToyv. When a person does both of these mitzvos, that's a way to make a person complete in the fulfillment of mitzvos and doing that which we're supposed, what Hashem tells us to do. B'zehu shamar b'tehillim. Lastly, it's nekama b'goyim. So it talks about being showing revenge, which is a violent act. Hadur hu l'chol chasidav. Ratzalim, what does that mean, that pasuk? Afal pi shehim chasidim shemistahagim b'midas rachmim. A chassid is someone who is sensitive and thinks about others, so he's a heightened alert as far as his compassion is concerned. Nonetheless, such a person at the same time can avenge their adversary. So it's possible that you can do two opposite things, and that in itself is a riot that you're an Eved Hashem.
Don't we have the thing of Losi Kama, Losi
Kama? Right, well, right.
Is that,
well, then there's certain Nekama which is allowed, which is not allowed.
We have Amalek, which we know is the ultimate Nekama.
Right,
so,
right. So there's certain, right. Otherwise, of course, you're not allowed to.
Right.
But if certain instances, you're allowed. Hashem wants us to be, to wipe out into to certain to nations or
well,
to wipe out.
Well, for Kibush Yisrael, it's Mechamis Mitzvah, it's a whole it's a different Indian, it's not just the.
Right. I'm saying, but still, it would create a level of cruelty. So some people explain a little bit different. So you can maybe explain the reason why Hashem gives us mitzvahs like Kibud Av V'Em is to counter that Achzarius. So if Hashem would only give us mitzvahs which are cruel in nature, we'll become cruel people. So we need to do other acts, other mitzvahs, which will allow us to have that balance in our life, to not be too cruel, and that's perhaps one of the reasons. So if you look on the bottom left over here, just see a couple more pieces and we'll stop in 3 minutes. The bottom left, it's brought down when it comes to modim, which we're going to talk more about next week. B'sefer Gilyoni Yoyel Her Yesh L'ayin Im Halacha Hi Davka L'gabi Shmal Modim O B'chol the Dami Lo Kigoyin B'kedusha Shal Musa Shema Yisrael. So when it says modim, the question is when is that you're not allowed to repeat words? Is it only in the Shemona Esrei, or is it possibly in the Kedusha Musaf, which we also need Shema Yisrael? Right, so that's something which, again, something to think about, we're going to get to next week. So and if we look, one last...
Can we repeat the words itself, or just to add on anything else?
Repeating the words. That's the question. Again, that's something which we'll see next week. All right, I'll stop here.